Hi guys, Colette Lopain Capella here, licensed mental health counselor, Reiki practitioner, and EMDR therapist of New Day Vitality located in Larchmont, New York and Bronx, New York. So, with all of these new transitions that everyone tends to kind of go through in the month of September, going back to school, kids going back to school, teachers and staff getting back to work, I have a list of some quick and easy tips that can help lower any anxiety and or stress. So a couple things that I always say to people that are directly connected to our amygdala, our fight, flight, or freeze response, is deep breathing, sleep, and exercise. Those are the three that I always suggest. But this list is going to go a little bit further. So as I said, deep breathing is very, very helpful. Meditation is another helpful tool. Meditating, in the morning, at night, during the day, it can definitely help for you to think calmer, be more open-minded, and create this sense of serenity and peace and positive energy. Practicing self-care, essential. Self-care does not mean you need to spend lots of money. It works for anyone on a budget. It just means, making yourself a tea at home when you get home. Just pampering yourself, taking good care of yourself. Another one I have in here is exercise, which I had mentioned before. Staying active, staying busy. Another one is organizing, getting rid of some clutter. Sometimes when there's clutter and our environment is not organized, it can tend to escalate feelings of anxiety and or stress. Another one is to just plan a day trip. Do something for yourself, whether you're going with a significant other, a loved one, or a friend or a family member. Just getting away for a place for a couple hours. Can really help to clear your mind and the much-needed break that your mind and body may need. Going to bed early, you always hear parents say this, but going to bed early will make sure that you're getting your 8 to 10 hours of sleep necessary to help lower any stress and anxiety. Say this to people often too, wake up about 15 minutes earlier. So it's not that you're anxious and you're starting your morning, rush, I need to go. You're going slowly, you're setting yourself up for a relaxed day ahead. Another one is lavender oil. Anyone who knows me knows I love lavender. So it has many healing properties and can definitely be used as a natural remedy to reduce anxiety and other nervous conditions. You can use it in a bath, you can use it on an oil diffuser, you can use it for headaches, you can use it for aromatherapy, you can use it for just about anything. Don't ingest it though. Reduce caffeine, processed foods. Caffeine causes heart palpitations if you ingest too much. And caffeine can also trigger panic or anxiety attacks, especially if you're already suffering from some anxiety. So being conscious of that. Another thing that I often say is know that your feelings are not facts. Our feelings and our thoughts, they are our reality, but they're not the facts. And that's sometimes the hardest thing for a therapist to share with a client is our negative thoughts can cause negative feelings, but the tricky thing to remember is that our thoughts are not the reality. They create our reality, but they're not facts. Challenge negative core beliefs. Often I tell people challenge that negative self-talk. Okay. Replace it with positive, reassuring self-talk. And the last one I'm going to put on here is to, schedule a visit with your therapist. If you're feeling really overwhelmed, if you're feeling anxious, whether you're seeing your therapist weekly or bi-weekly, schedule an appointment to talk about these feelings and emotions. It's helpful. Thanks, guys.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.